To truly understand the gift packages we sell and why they are so special, I want to tell you the story of Nakwayama Island. She is not the typical green palm tree island surrounded by blue oceans that you see in the movies every day. No, she's not that. She is an island in the middle of a beautiful desert, surrounded by something else. Diamonds. To be precise, by 1,264,000 acres of diamonds. And yet, in the last 96 years, not a single diamond, not even one, has ever been found on her. Here's her story. Her name is Nakwayama. Nobody is 100% sure, but they think that in ancient West Coast language, Nakwayama roughly means something valuable or something worth protecting. She is a very small island, only 44.5 acres in size. During the last century, the De Beers Mining Company in South Africa extracted hundreds of thousands of carats of diamonds from the desert floor that surrounded her. In all this time, she produced nothing. Not a single sliver of a diamond, nothing, and yet her name means something valuable or something to protect. Why? Over time, a small town was built right around this island. Trees were planted on her corners, roads were constructed on her edges. But not one brick was laid upon her soil until 1976. The town expanded quickly. Soon paths, pipes and cables were laid down on the bedrock underneath her red desert sand. One evening, as the dust settled and as the sun set in the west, the last streaks of sunlight highlighted her broken and ripped apart soil. Instinctively, the people in the town knew they crossed the line. They made a mistake. Overnight, things started to change, and it changed rapidly. The diamonds of yesterday disappeared, as if it vanished in thin air. By 1978, less than 24 months after invading her inner beauty and crisscrossing her landscapes for self-greed, the mine activities around the town had to close down. Shocked, but to save face, the mining managers said, "It's only temporarily." As sad as the closing of the mines was for the miners, the local tribe smiled. "It is the spirits of Nakwayama that finally had the last words," they said. "No, no more." Hundreds of miles away, deep into the Atlantic Ocean and on the coastline, the mining activities continued for a few more years, but then, as quickly as the diamond rush started nearly a century earlier, it all collapsed. The desert once again became quiet, reclaiming some of its land and some of its sand, but mostly lying bare for years. Scarred and wounded with a broken landscape, one night a miracle happened. It was a bitter winter. The days were cold, the nights were freezing, but then, totally unexpected, it started to rain. It rained for weeks, a sight not seen in this desert for many, many years. When the sun at last showed itself again, the wounded diamond fields in the Namaqualand Desert, all around our tiny island, turned itself into a natural wonder, like never seen before. Carpets of flowers stretched as far as the eyes could see. The word spread quickly. Those that could travel to experience this natural transformation firsthand looked at the miles and miles of flowers and at this incredible miracle until their eyes hurt. They took pictures, they shared it with others, and those people shared it with friends and family and more. People kept on taking pictures and kept on sharing year after year, so much so that this pattern of taking pictures and sharing has now been going on for more than 50 years. At last, the Namaqualand Desert gave all of us a brand new treasure, a treasure far greater than all the diamonds in the world. It is a treasure worth sharing. It is a valuable treasure worth protecting. And now, for the very first time, after so many decades, we know exactly what the words Nakwayama means. It is said that those who help her will be blessed by the gods in the stars, in ways that cannot be described in modern human language. The proof, they say, can be felt at night when you look up at the stars. The legend goes that if you stand on Nakwayama Island, in the middle of this desert, in the middle of the night, the stars in our Milky Way are so bright. You can feel the warmth of those stars on your fingertips as you try to touch them. And that is the story of Nakwayama Island. But there is more. With a little research, you will find that the flowers of Namaqualand have already inspired thousands of scientists and biologists from every corner on Earth. Hundreds of books have already been written about Namaqualand. Movies have been cast about her, fans still talk about her, and millions still celebrate her incredible flower show every year. But unfortunately, Global warming has also left its mark here in the Namaqualand, and I'm sad to report, all is not well. Today, the island of Naquayama and the succulent plants that produce the landscape of flowers in Namaqualand every year needs your help. It is for this reason that we sell these incredible gift packages around the world. We are busy creating a wildflower garden and reserve on Naquayama Island, and your contribution, when you buy one of these gift packages, will go towards this nature conservation project. Please visit our website for more information and join us in saving this beautiful desert. Thank you.